This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This kid is broke up with me in Arabic. It's called Irkat Ma'ana. So you only have Saturday, Sunday. You have 2 days to learn Arabic. Otherwise, you're not going to learn, you're not going to understand anything. 2 days to learn Arabic. There's this book you can buy, you can buy, learning Arabic in 24 hours, you know? So it's called Al-Kabta'ana. Al-Kabta'ana, embark with us. You know, every year what we do in Ramadan, there's one program, between Taraweeh. We, Shabab, okay, and be quiet. We sit down and stop talking. Before we start, أبناءكم برا يعني ما أدري أنتوا خليتوا الأولاد برا وجيتوا قعدتوا. Your sons are outside and you're here. ما شاء الله. ها؟ Shoot the ball, shoot the ball. ها؟ Announce what? Wanted? تركب معنا. Irkat Ma'ana, I was thinking 2 years back in Riyadh was doing tafsir of what we recite during the Taraweeh. This year I'll be a little bit different. This year would be a little bit different. I don't want to be here today. I want to come in nice after 4 rak'ahs of Taraweeh, 30 practical lessons in 30 days. From the Quran, from the surahs and the ayah that we're going to be reciting. So I'm going to pick one concept, like taqwa, and then we're going to talk about it in 10 minutes, you know. But, and then pick the ayat from the Quran that we have recited to reflect that concept. We're going to talk about humility. We'll talk about parenting. We'll talk about the rights of the parents. We'll talk about the rights of the rights of the wives. We're going to talk about that as well. From the Quran. So this will be interesting, inshallah ta'ala. So this is something we will get 30 practical lessons in 30 days in Arabic. In Arabic. Yes or yes? Oh, that would be, there'd be subtitles. I'd be talking and be subtitled, but in English. Of course, it would be so. In English. Please, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Ustadh, Ustadh, officially I'm starting right now, so please, girl, boys, we're starting. Boys in the back, we're starting. Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Ustadh, 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 Assalamu alaikum, first of all, wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. May Allah bless you, may Allah honor you. Allahumma barakana fi sha'ban, we have 2 days, wa balighna ramadan, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless, you know, these couple days that we have left in sha'ban, and to make us fruitless, inshaAllah ta'ala ramadan. As I mentioned today in my khutbah, you know, the plan is to have an exception in Ramadan 2024. And the Prophet Muhammad was, you know, a man came to him, Ali Rasulullah, I was thinking, it's not Hajj. Okay, you have to go to the Rasul. Somebody came to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, Ya'tini nasiha. Give me nasiha, salt and sweet for Ramadan. Or anything, before if you were to die, I would hold those parts to it. Give me nasiha, give me advice. The Prophet told him, Salli salata muwaddi'a. He said, Salli salata muwaddi'a. He told him, pray as if it is your last prayer. Muwaddi'a is somebody who's dying, and he has only that 2 minutes to pray, how his prayer will be, because he also is going to die. So the Prophet told him, pray as if this is your last prayer. He said, let us صوم صيام مودع. تعالى صوم صيام مودع. If you were to know me, Allah forbid, may Allah give you long life, inshallah ta'ala. Or in the things of righteousness, of Allah in righteousness. If you were to know that this 2024 will be the last Ramadan, indeed you will make sure that this is your best Ramadan. Inshallah ta'ala will try to be, you know, mimic the advice of the Prophet, صيام صيام of the مودع. يبي يطلع وين؟ يطلع برا. But the harvest they use Adam and they use Sana. Which one is for bad and which one is for good? Sin is for bad and Ham for good is the only. Yes? What is the evidence of the apostle of Yusuf? Mashallah. Arab, they tend to use Ham for something good and Sana for something. Tazma'una kad hasimina la ta'aba. You don't want this. You want this. I'm going to throw it and whoever comes out of Kirek. Right. That's it. We're done. Now we move on into the combat. So now I need your attention, inshallah, that as we go through the complex. The complex is Quran. And we go to the stories and the life lessons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ جَاءَ مِنْهُمَا وَاتَّكَرَ بَعْدَ أُمَّةِ He's offered the thing to that dream about the seven cows and the skinny ones and the fat ones. And then he saw the green, the ears, you know, the corn, the dry one and the green one. So now, what is this dream? It's a weird dream. It's a weird dream. You know, you'd be scared, you'd be terrified to see like these skinny cows devouring these, you know, fat cows. It's a very scary dream, scary dream. So, when the king, he went around asking, oh, guys, God, yeah, come, the dream, and on the eyes of his dream, that's what his dream. What did they say? The people said, Alu. أضغاط أحلام وما نحن بتأويل الأحلام به بعالمين أضغاط أحلام This is just mere dreams and we don't have the smallest of dream interpretation. We don't know. And then all of a sudden the guy popped up, you know, the guy who was with him in jail. وقال الذي نجا منهما وذكر بعد أمة أمة You see, أمة in Arabic also has a beautiful meaning. أمة could also mean an أمة, nation. But here, he says, وَذَكَرَ بَعْدَ أُمَّةِ And when finally the surviving expert remembered, just after a long time, بَعْدَ أُمَّةِ Here, أُمَّةِ did not mean nation, because we see أُمَّةِ in Arabic, and أُمَّةِ And أُمَّةِ means like a society or a nation. But here, he did not mean, Allah Azza wa Jalla used that term, because the Arab, one word could mean several things, subhanAllah. The richness of the language of the Arabs. Here he says, بعد أمتي means after a long time. بعد أمتي أنا أنبئكم بتأويله فأرسلون. I will tell you the implication of the dream. So send me forth to who? To Joseph, by the way. These are Joseph. He didn't say he to Joseph. فأرسلون. Send me. Send me to whom? To Joseph. And I mentioned this last week. The Arabs and banks, so you don't need, even though I didn't use it in the Quran. There's no need for your superior. Look. Long, and then come to Yusuf why you have to do. Yusuf is there. He didn't say he went, and then after God he went into the cave, and he says, call Yusuf, and then Yusuf told him, if Yusuf said, all that was that. Why? Because it's known. It's already common because it's already known. So send me to Yusuf. Then he went to Yusuf, and then he told him the dream. All men of truth, he looked across the dream of 7,000 cows, eaten up by 7 snakes once, and so on and so forth. قال تزرعون سبع سنين ذهبا This is the evidence. He says, Joseph and Christ, you will plant grain for 7 consecutive years. The English people must have been. The English people, they think their language is so powerful. No, it's not. They think the English is a romantic language. No, they don't know Arabic. They don't know Arabic. If they were to know Arabic, they will know that actually Arabic is more powerful, more rich, and more beautiful, and more sweet, and more sweet. It's sweet. You know, when it's sweet, it's a sweet language. It's a sweet language. قال تزرعون سبع سنين ذهبا فما حصد فصبروا في سبيل الله إلى قليل مما تأكلون. Rather than this interpretation, he says, you will plant grain for 7 consecutive years, meaning the year, whatever you will harvest. You see, when you go to your shop, to your preferred market, you know, whatever you go, like superstore, wherever you go, I don't know, and then you want to buy corn. Because sometimes they have this corn in their, you know, in their, what do you call it, in their, not the cover, I guess cover, I'm talking about the actual, you know, corn, in the leaves, huh? And then why would they regulate them even in their knees so that they don't go? You don't go back. So when they open them and they remove the knees, so the lifespan of the corn goes past. So Yosef Alistair, he told him here, look, see what's going to happen. Leave in the game whatever you will harness, except for the little one. Leave that and only keep those that you're going to use for that year for the people. But the rest, leave them in the leaves, don't open them. Come back to me back. Why should you do that? Here's why you should do that. Because 7 years, you will live in harmony. You will be better. You will live happy. The stocks will be up. Yeah, will cry. You will go higher. You cannot get older. Everything will be beautiful. I'm not talking to some people. I feel it. And then, all of a sudden, what's going to happen? Rock will come. And Corona will come. And the Messiah will come. And the dawn will come. And you will lose everything. This is why you should plan for what you have saved. The other can't people did not do that because they did not know. This is why eventually Jacob, he will send his family, don't go to Egypt. The only country who was saved was Egypt. You can see. Don't do that. Because they did not see Morocco back then. What is the Morocco? What is do that? Don't I love that, Zaza. ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك سبع شداد ويكون ما قدمتم لهن إلى قبل النصف ألم تروا كان هناك سبعا يأتي من بعد سبع شداد هذا لا تدعو الكم سرنيز of great hardship which will cost you whatever you have saved so all that saved to this boy you have done your saving except the reason you will store see those that you did not remove from the leaves ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك عام is the good year Sinin Sana. Hey, by the way, Sinin is plural of? What is the singular of Sinin? I just said it, man. What is the singular of Sinin? Aywa. Man galak Sana. Who said? Me? Okay. Sana, Sinin. What is the plural of Am? I think I'm checking this. What is the plural of Am? Ada into Arabiya. حتى أنت ما صلى عليك الكيس أما العرب أعوام جبل أعوام أيوة معك أنا بقول لإخواننا هذه اللي هون حزة ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك عام فيه يغاث الناس فيه يحصلون and then will come a year in which people will receive abundant rain and they will pass oil and wine at the time فيه يحصلون wine was halal at the time so this is the king's dream Why did Yusuf so he goes and Yusuf in stability dream? So Yusuf, as I mentioned that week, Yusuf, when that guy came to him, why did Yusuf ask for his release before he put in the dream? You know we left off last week. He could have said, I'm innocent, I'm not gonna interpret the dream. I'll tell you guys, go out there and then go and tell the king and tell him about my problem. Release me first. I'm innocent. I did not do nothing. I've been accused in my honor. So, and then I will interpret the dream. Yosef did not do that. I did you up. Who is he? My mama. Why? He wants to put in innocence. Did you read my no? Of course he wants to prove his innocence. I'm innocent. I'm not going to do something you do this and then do that. No, I will give it to you. I'll do you a favor. But eventually, you will come back to me and I will show my innocence. But I'm not going to put out, because if I were to do that, I'll give him, maybe I'll tell you, no, I did nothing. And you ask me for this, I will give it to you. No problem. I will interpret it to you. So the righteous will do things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn this. Oh, you did this to me a long time ago. I'm not going to help you. And look at this. The righteous, the one who says Allah, he's not going to say, last time when I needed to, you were not there for me. The righteous one will say, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يوما عبوسا قمطريرا استودعين فوقعهم الله هذا الفوز شوف كيف هذا الفوز فوقعهم الله ثم ذلك اليوم they came and they said we feed you for the sake of Allah we brought you for the sake of Allah we have the sake of Allah yes you were not there for me it's fine because my business is with who my business is with sorry, Tim, I didn't hear you. Allah. And then what Allah did? فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. Then Allah will save them from the pain of that day. What day? You see, why the winner is the one who does things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have a friend who maybe have wronged you in the past, and then or a sister who has wronged you in the past, and then she came for help. You're kidding me? You want me to help you? Remember that day, remember? The Prophet Muhammad is living in I. Did he tell them, remember when you got kicked us out from Mecca? Remember when you took my home? When you took my day? Remember? No, the Prophet would say that. I am the Prophet Muhammad. Everybody can call him out, yet he wants to come with Izzah, with karama, with honor, and free, and innocent. I did not do any haram. And then, lo and behold, he called them. He has called seven about those women who cut their hands. What happened to them? What happened? So, this is the king on all those women who cut their hands, and they will tell you the truth. So they came. قال ما خطبكن إذ راوتن يوسف عن نفسه. What's up with you girls? What's up with you ladies? It's true. A baby now. Guys and girls. We go back. All of a sudden. Not yours, guys. Come on, guys. Please. قال ما
من الشيطان
He did not believe me. Satan is the one who whispered. Satan is the one who told me to go and to get up and to lock the doors. Satan whispered. Satan did this and I locked the door. He didn't say Satan. Who did he blame? And next, brothers and sisters, who is your worst enemy? And next. I'm sorry, I gave you because I'm feeling right. We need to give away all this today because they're good for Iftar as well. For Ramadan. They will come and get whatever is needed. They will give you heaven. You win, you get to go for free. Free, not free Iftar, but at least free something. The Grillados. Grillado, it's a kid up, sandwich and everything, whatever. And then when you go there, I'll say you're going to buy more. It's just enough. What was I saying? Enough. Anyone knows. Zakalaka. Enough. He did not blame Satan, he blamed the nafs. What we call in English, the soul. Yeah, he did not ask us in the soul because he makes no sense. We would say the ego. He blamed the ego. Her ego says, this boy I'm gonna get. This boy I'm gonna try to seduce. This boy I'm gonna go and do this haram with him. The nafs. Sometimes, how can you differentiate between the ego and Satan? The whispers of Satan. And the whispers of the nafs. This is now, we're getting into something philosophical. How do I know which one did not? I wanted to wake up for photo, but I did not wake up. Well, when I woke up, I went back to sleep. When I woke up, and then the bed was warm, and I wanted to go, but I was fighting. Who was I fighting? The nafs or the shaitan? Some said nafs, and some said shaitan. Or maybe both. Or maybe both.
Something bad? Why did you do it? Why did you do something good? You could have done enough. It's not enough.
Why did he do it? Had no weather. But Nafs al-Ammara bitu. Nafs al-Ammara.
Leader,